you really don't want to know what's going on just now.
That's disgusting.
The only thing, you're not talking to me, are you? The only thing about the text message system is, of course, we're not in the studio, so I keep having to get producer Roy, who's actually known as Radio Roy, to keep phoning in, and by the time he tells me, I've forgotten. So maybe it's not the best idea to be texting in today, but if you do want to, 4001, we'll figure it out in the next half an hour. Guys, thank you very much for staying with us. Georgina, we were talking to Cameron about the kind of classes that he started and what he was doing before and how he's got back into it. What have you been doing? Because you're just telling us about some interesting first-time classes that you picked up just in the last few weeks.
Well, the first thing that I had to do when I first came down here 2 weeks ago with Corey, I had to do a fitness check with him, a fitness assessment. Uh-oh. And he said, I want you to run a mile.
That's evil.
Yes, because I've never run a mile anywhere. I felt like running out the door. And he said a mile is 2.5 times around the track. They have a track all around this entire sort of exhibition centre here. So 2.5 times around that. He said, your time is 15 minutes. I thought, God, I'll never do this. But I said, well, you know, I can run a bit, walk a bit, run a bit, walk a bit, and see how I do. And I did it in under 15 minutes.
Well done.
And so what I started doing is doing a little bit of that on the track. Spinning classes for the first time ever. I started doing spinning classes here, the first time I was really sort of putting all my effort into it, and I felt a little bit sort of, you know, iffy halfway through. But Gillian, one of the other people
fighting
who's
fit team.
Fighting fit team, was with me, and she sort of kept me going because I wanted to give up.
How did it feel? What is spinning? What does it feel like?
Spinning is you're on. It's like a bicycle with an extremely hard saddle. I personally think they should put a bit more padding on it. very sore. But you know, you're sort of walking like this, so you know the next day. And you spin fast, then you take your time, you stand on it and you spin. It's like riding a bicycle, but doing it just at different sort of levels and different sort of intervals for 45 minutes. I believe it's 45 minutes. So it's very intensive. And what got me going when somebody said, you know, you can lose up to 800 calories an hour on this thing. And I said, that's for me. Little did I realize how hard. But I love it.
Yeah.
I really do. And I'm coming back again tonight. Wonder Woman. Woman is an amazing.
Alex's ears pricked up.
Yeah, yes. It's women only.
Yeah,
and it's on a couple of nights a week, and it's basically stretching and you know, different exercises that you can do for the body, and it's quite intensive. You know, you certainly feel the muscles the following day, but it's good. So Wonder Woman and spinning is good for me because again, I'm starting from nothing to something.
I think spinning is one of the most intense, almost unnaturally extreme exercises. I did it a very long time ago and felt sick.
Yeah. But I think after the first one, when I went to the second class then, I think it was the third one, I broke through the barrier. And something happened. I don't know what it was, but it just didn't seem as... I wouldn't say it didn't seem as hard, but the first time I wanted to throw up, I didn't feel that the third time.
So you're able to cope now.
So that must be a good sign.
Yeah.
Actually, Corey, if thinking about it, you know, how... Should we really ease ourselves into fitness, or is it something that we should just dive into? What's the difficulties of actually taking on a fitness program and going flat out straight away?
Yeah, well, absolutely. You need to ease yourself into it. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to walk for 2 weeks or something like that. The delayed onset muscle soreness will kick in. Mm. I've actually just come back from an injury myself, and I think I had 8 to 10 weeks off.
You broke a nail?
Just about, yeah. The big toe.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. It's fixed now. It looks good.
Looks good in your flip-flops.
Yeah. Okay. I got it fixed at the nail salon. It looks great.
Okay.
Yeah, so I've just sort of come back into it as well. And my level of intensity when I train, it's always hard. You know, it's just how I've grown up. It's just that intensity. If I don't feel that intensity, I don't think I've had a good workout.
Mm.
So it's really hard sort of coming back in. And not having that sort of fitness there, and then you go straight back to what you were doing before you injured yourself. So you've got to pull the reins back a little bit. But in saying that, I haven't walked properly for the past week. So, yeah, I went a little bit too hard coming back from that injury. But yeah, it's just, you know, with running, you know, just run for a bit, walk for a bit, run for a bit, and just try and sort of minimize the walking as you go along throughout the weeks.
I've always found running really difficult. I really, really, really struggle with running.
Is that because you get bored?
I think it's... I did a lot when I was younger, and I was military anyway, and I kind of went a bit overboard as soon as I went through the training and I got to my first, when I was stationed to my first camp. I just spent like every lunchtime and every evening before we went out doing some sort of fitness. And I had a stress fracture in my heel and then shin splints, which I'm not very sure whether it's true or not, because everybody seemed to have shin splints. But since then, I just feel sore and bored, and I don't know whether it's that. But I don't know whether running is, because it seems like such a natural thing to think about doing, but maybe it's not that easy to actually be any good at running, is it?
Yeah, well, as you said, it's a natural movement. We're designed to walk, we're designed to run, all of that. But yeah, it's basically just where your mindset is, what your goals are. I know a lot of people that love running. They run every day. They're actually addicted to running.
I find it quite addictive. Been running since I was about 17.
Really?
I lost 5 stone in 5 months
purely through running.
Yeah,
which is
too much. I appreciate it, but too rapid a weight loss. But yeah, I used to run every single night. I used to come home from school and just go running. And I'd never exercised before. Didn't play football, didn't do anything.
Did you do like the, you know, run for a minute, rest for a minute, or did you just start running and
managed Well, where I lived, there was sort of, it was quite hilly up and down the road, and I started just doing what I could, but as Corey was saying, I instinctively knew that it was okay to push myself, and I always made sure that I did push myself further and further, so eventually I could go further, I could get faster, the weight was dropping off.
That's amazing. See, is running a good thing to do for weight loss then?
Yeah, absolutely. To start out with, the nice sort of long sort of slow runs, to sort of lose the initial weight from going from zero to hero.
Mm-hmm.
But then once you sort of get to that stage, you're going to plateau, okay? So then it would be time to put some interval running in as well.
What does interval running do then?
Well, it's basically, it's a lot more intensive, so... You can sprint for, say, 1 minute, okay, and then have a rest for 30 seconds, either walking or a slow jog, like a warm-up jog, and then turn it back up again for a minute. Now, the benefits of this is it really pops your metabolism up. So whereas if you're just normally running at a nice slow speed for a long distance, your metabolism, it's working, but it's not working at its optimum. So once you start really turning up the intensity, and then it's sort of like going up, going down, going up, going down. So 3 to 4 hours after this, this is scientific research that I've been reading into, your body still thinks it's doing that. So your metabolism's still going up and down, burning really high. Whereas if you just go for a nice long slow jog, basically when you finish, your metabolism just goes back to normal.
The reason I'd like to get into running is because I really enjoy watching parkour, you know, like free running, where people they're running along and they use obstacles.
Okay.
They use their body to you know. It's basically, you know, the adverts where you see people jumping over the tops
cool
of walls.
Cool kids jumping over buildings.
Yeah, but the top guys in the world are absolutely unbelievable. Yeah. And when you actually look into it and look into the training that they're doing, the muscles that they're using to do that are... I mean, I had a couple of my friends on air the other day who run Diva, which is the pole fitness classes. Pole fit for women, which might be something you want to try, Georgina. I'm starting that next week, pole fitness.
Pole fitness?
Yeah, as in kind of...
Dare I ask where this is leading?
Don't go any further.
Right.
Yeah, sorry, carry on.
Would I have to wear a special outfit?
No, you can wear whatever you want to wear. But it's ladies only, I must stress. It's a ladies only class.
There was a story in the newspaper that I read yesterday about... it was in a European country, I can't remember which one, but ladies of the night were actually breaking lampposts.
That was in New Zealand.
New Zealand. Yeah,
South
that was
Auckland.
It. Yeah.
Typical that they come from where you
apparently come from. 40 lampposts have been damaged so badly they've had to be replaced.
Some big tough girls down there.
It sounds like it. If you want to ask any questions, then please do. 4001 is the SMS number. Of course, you can give us a call, 04-423-1010. We are broadcasting live today from Dubai World Trade Center and Sports World, which is absolutely fantastic. I cannot wait to finish the show and go and check out the skate park. Also, I might end up asking Corey if we can do a fitness test. And we'll see the fitness level difference between no, or maybe I won't. Cameron's saying no, don't do it. Of course, it's George and I with the Suzanne Radford's fitness team here.